Would you rather be able to teleport at the snap of your fingers anywhere on Earth, or snap your fingers and bring any object straight to you?
Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a family-friendly would-you-rather question and then present our answers and the reasons behind those answers. As you heard this week on the Rathercast, it's would you rather be able to teleport? You snap your fingers, you imagine a place somewhere on Earth.
And you're there.
And you're totally safe. You're there. You don't have to worry about accidentally teleporting into a brick wall. We're just going to assume that you're okay. Or you can snap your fingers and bring an object to you. You want a chocolate cake? Snap. You get a chocolate cake. You want
a $1 million?
Oh.
You have $1 million.
Okay, but is it someone's $1 million? Because they might be upset that it just disappeared.
Yes.
I'll have to think about that. You want a cool Lego set? Snap. You just stole a Lego set. Oh, maybe this isn't so good. But anyway, here on the Rathercast, we like to try and jump right into our answers and get to the meat of why we would pick one thing versus the other.
I think I have an answer.
We're going to start with our youngest host today, Elodin. Would you rather teleport or conjure up whatever thing you want at the snap of a fingers?
Conjure up.
He's going to bring any object to him. Please tell us why. I can't wait to hear it.
I could just steal $1 million.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you're going to steal this. I'm raising some really responsible children. I don't like where this is going. Continue.
And if I forgot a present for someone, I'd just go, and I have a present.
Oh, you'd never show up to a birthday party empty-handed.
Yeah. And if they're like, and say they're like, they really wanted a trampoline. They have a trampoline.
Right.
You could give it to people.
Now, in your mind, when you think of a trampoline and you snap your fingers and it comes to you, did that trampoline come from somewhere or does it just come from your imagination into existence? Because this is an important distinction. It's the difference between are you creating something magically or are you literally stealing someone's trampoline?
You're stealing someone.
That's your idea and that's still what you'd pick? So, like, every time you're like, I don't need a trampoline, you just, one just disappeared from the store.
Yeah, because I wouldn't think about it.
Interesting.
And how
Because, you know, you could craft this scenario. It's magical. You could say, it just comes out of my imagination into existence.
Yeah.
But you prefer that it disappears from somewhere else and reappears.
I mean, I guess it should come out of my imagination because what if I'm stealing from my friend and I don't even know that?
Yes.
Do I get to pick some who I steal from?
What? Now you want your ability to be about stealing? This is a terrible turn of events. I'm for your sake, I'm gonna protect you as my son to say, like, I think it should manifest from your imagination. What do you think?
Okay, yeah.
That would be better.
I agree.
It's gonna wreak havoc on the world's monetary supply when you suddenly create $1 trillion. But you would never need that. I mean, if you could just snap things into existence, you would just
snap all your food. You wouldn't need money.
Yeah, you wouldn't need money. You just get all your food.
I mean, you'd be a world.
Your the life, latest iPhone.
Your life would be only fun.
Yeah, but. You'd still have to get on the airplane to go places.
Yes, but I could just snap my fingers and I'm on an air, and like I have my private airplane.
You could have a private jet.
Yeah.
But you'd still need pay someone to fly it. This isn't like unlimited.
But I can just,
you can't snap a person into existence.
Yes, but I can snap
self-driving plane.
I could snap money into existence and then pay
the pilot. That's true. And you could also just snap a plane ticket into your hands, first class.
Yeah.
Flying style.
A good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So those are good reasons. Ender, would you rather snap your fingers and teleport or snap your fingers and suddenly have whatever you
I'm
want?
I'm going to snap my fingers and suddenly have whatever I want.
Really? Is that originally what you chose or did Elodin change your mind?
That is what I chose.
Yeah.
For the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I love to climb I would get...
You could just snap your fingers and you can start climbing because you'd...
I would snap my fingers and have a roll of cable and everything. To build a zip line instead of using the rope that I currently use.
Oh, so once again, with Ender, everything comes back to zip lining, in case you haven't been following along.
You should put a zip line face on him right now.
So, but I mean, just want to present an alternative. You could have chosen to snap your fingers instantly at any zip line in the world. If it's all about ziplining for you, you could have done that.
Those cost quite a bit, don't they?
But you could just snap yourself to the top of the platform, strap yourself in, and go. You don't even need to pay to get behind the line.
That's so rude.
It's a little bit rude. You could go when they're closed.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's not safe though. You'd have to bring your own harness.
Yeah. And also, I could just get a plane ticket, get some money. Oh, no. Instead of getting money, I would get a ticket to this place.
Oh, you just snap your fingers, get a pass into the zipline park, or wherever you wanted to go, Disneyland, Legoland.
Yeah, I'll be everybody's friend. Some other land.
That's right. Interesting. So do you have any other big...
And you can go to the
big Super Bowl. Non-ziplining related takeaways as to why you would want to snap things in
existence? I would be able to snap missing piano parts. So we have a piano that's missing a part.
Uh-huh.
And it costs something really, really expensive to get. And I could snap my fingers and I have that piece.
You could start a little side business because everybody's missing some random thing. You can be like, tell me what you're missing and I will bring it back to you.
Oh, and also, we don't have to go grocery shopping, my dread.
I hate that. That would be so convenient.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, based on your feedback, day-to-day life would sound very easy now. Wouldn't have to work, just snap money into existence. Wouldn't have to cook, just snap perfectly cooked meals into existence. And yet, despite those conveniences... I want to teleport.
Where?
What are you talking about? In the morning, I'm going to be on the top of the pyramids in Egypt. Later that day, I'm going to be on the Great Wall of China. And then I'm going to be boogie boarding in Mexico. It's going to be amazing. I can go anywhere all the time.
Wrong choice.
Yes, but how are you going to get the money to go boogie boarding?
Well, I'm still going to have to work.
Yeah, that's the wrong choice. Yeah.
You think it's the... There's no right or wrong on the Rather Cast. Since when is that a rule?
The other option, you could just... Snap your finger and you have a plane ticket.
Yeah, and then I have to sit on a plane for like 12 hours if I want to go somewhere. Or more. You know how long it takes to get to Australia? Like a whole day. I don't want to do that.
Snap your fingers and you have a massage therapist working on you inside of your private jet.
What? I mean, that sounds pretty nice. I don't know. I think you've gone too far with this scenario. I think... Oh, wait. Here's the other thing. In my vision, whoever I'm touching comes with me when I snap my fingers.
I like that.
So you two will be happy to know... that I will be taking you on a special trip to the trash dump so that you can see and smell for yourselves where all the trash dump. And after that, we'll go to the biggest landfill in the world in the middle of the ocean. And then I'm going to drop you off. And then I'm going to go to Disneyland. And then I'm going to come pick you back up.
How are you going to afford the tickets? If you take me along, I can snap some tickets into our hands.
Oh, my gosh. We're the best combination, the three of us. You guys can just snap whatever we need, and I can snap us wherever we go, especially Disneyland. It'd be like, oop, we're in the front of the line.
And the person who was just in the front of the line, like, how the heck did you get here?
Where did you come from? And then I'd be like, Ello, snap him $100. And then he'd be like, I don't care anymore. Well, this was a pretty fun one. Would you rather teleport or conjure whatever object you would into existence? So please tell us which you would rather do. Are you going to snap yourself to far off places? Are you going to make yourself a blueberry pie? Wait, do people eat blueberry pies? Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Gonna snap yourself a pizza whenever you want a pizza? We would love to know. TheRatherCast@gmail.com. You can find more at TheRatherCast.com. That's today's episode. Thanks to everyone for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on
The RatherCast.
Would you rather show your love for The RatherCast by supporting the show, or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting TheRatherCast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing TheRatherCast@gmail.com.